calling meditation is to use to activate your clairgustance or clairtasting. So as we begin, I'd like for you to bring yourself to a very comfortable space where you can be undisturbed for several minutes. Whether you lie down or sit down, doesn't matter. The most important aspect of this meditation is just to be able to relax and focus, if you will, on activating your taste, the psychic faculty of clairgustance. So when you find yourself in a lovely space, just gently close your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice. And I'm going to bring you on a lovely journey where you can differentiate and activate taste. So as your eyes are closed, gently take some lovely relaxing breaths and inhale to the center of your being and slowly exhale and let go. Let it go. Look of any stress, any tension you're holding on to the body. Don't give it space. Don't give it room. And as you inhale, inhale a fresh, brand new breath from the source of the universe. Inhale. Make each part of you alive, each cell, each organ, each muscle. And now exhale. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Good. And again, a lovely relaxing breath. And inhale, freshen each cell, each organ, each muscle. Good. And exhale. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Good. With every inhalation and then every exhalation, it's like an ebb and flow of source energy. Every time you inhale, you bring, you make alive, you activate. And as you exhale, you release and let go, which no longer serves your highest good. So as you continue this lovely rhythm of breath, which is unique for yourself, just let yourself just breathe in, breathe out. And if you can slowly, with each inhalation, the diaphragm expand a little bit. And as you exhale, it goes down. Just bring your mindset, your thoughts, relaxation, exhalation, relaxation, exhalation. And as you do that, I'm going to bring you now a lovely journey. Try to imagine that you are standing in the middle of a farmer's market. Any way you'd like to imagine that, it's fine. It's overwhelming, incredible space filled with fresh, beautiful, lovely fruits and foods, perfumes, everything. Everything is around. Makes it all your senses alive, but especially you're drawn to these different tables in front of you. Let's go and taste all these lovely products which are given to us, free samples. So let's go here to the first cubicle, first place of tasting, for it's a tasting farmer's market. It's for you to enjoy each taste distinctively, specifically created for you. So at this farmer's market, the first place we go to is there is a table set up of cheeses, different types of cheeses. I want you to take the first cheese. It's a cheddar cheese, a small piece of cheddar cheese. You close your eyes and taste everything you can about cheddar cheese. Tastes good to you? What do you taste about it? Not good for you? What do you taste? Try to taste everything about it, the texture. What does it taste like? Good. Good. And now we're going to move on to the next table. And the next table is a lovely table created for you, especially And it's all about these lovely different kinds of nuts that they have before you. The first one are peanuts. Grab a handful of peanuts and taste them. What do you taste with the peanuts? You taste the oils, the texture. Some are skinned, some are not skinned. Peanuts, salty, not salty, dry. What do you taste? When you're finished, next to it are cashew nuts. Take a handful of cashew nuts. And even if you're allergic to nuts, peanuts, doesn't matter in this exercise. You're just going to taste what your memory has, the taste of the cashew nuts. How do they differentiate from peanuts? Good. And now there's another plate next to that, which are macadamia nuts. Taste a macadamia nut. Bite down on that. It's very nice and soft. A sweet taste, perhaps. What does that taste like to you? A different taste. There's always a glass of water there. Fresh glass of water for you to drink down. So take a glass of water. What does the water taste like as you drink it? Lovely. Just swallow that. Lovely taste. Water. Fresh, fresh water. Hydrates you. It's just lovely. Now moving on to the next table. The next table. Lovely platters of freshly cut and picked, prepared for you especially, of fruit. All different types of fruit. So the first one is a strawberry. Take a bite of these beautiful, big, fresh strawberries. Juicy strawberries. Taste that. What does it taste like? Try to describe in your mind what the taste of a strawberry is like. Sweet or tart? Do you like it or not? Just expand the taste buds. Good. The next is a slice of orange. Perfectly for you to taste. Peeled perfectly. So just take a slice in your mouth. Taste the orange. You can bite into it. The juice. What does that taste like? How does it differentiate from the strawberry? Next, there's a banana. Take a couple of pieces of the banana. Put that in your mouth. What does that taste like? The texture? Is it soft? What is it like? Does it melt in the mouth? The banana. And next to the banana, there's a slice of a pineapple. Take a bite of the pineapple and see how that taste is different than the banana, than the orange, than the strawberry. What does a pineapple taste like? How does that differentiate from the other fruits? Good. And you can look around and taste some watermelon that's there. Lovely watermelon. Take a bite of that. How does that taste? Good. Just so you have become alive with your taste buds. There's a texture, there's a fullness, there's a sensation as you taste it. Good. And then you can take another fresh drink of water, which is there. It's for you. Swallow that. It's great. Now we go to the next table. And the next table is a sweet table. The next table has beautiful freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookies. Take a bite out of that specially made for you chocolate chip cookie. Melts in your mouth. What is a chocolate? What does it taste like in your mouth? Sweet. Lovely. Delightful. Try to expand the taste. Try to express what that tastes like. So you can always have a memory of that. Lovely. And next to that, oh, we see lovely brownie. Take a bite of a brownie, another chocolate delight. How does that taste? Perhaps there are bits of fudge in there. How do the texture of the fudge pieces taste? Good. And stay with as long as you like. And then when you're finished, another drink of water. And moving on to the final table. This is a sorbet table. Lovely fresh sorbets. Aren't you lucky? There is a lovely taste of mango ready for you on a spoon. Take a spoonful of mango sorbet and taste that. Can you taste the sweetness? Taste the freshness. That lovely mango sorbet. Lovely. And next to that is a lemon sorbet. So taste the lemon sorbet. Is it tart, sour, sweet? What is it taste? How can you describe the taste? The final spoon there for you, the sorbet, is raspberry. Take a lovely taste of the raspberry. Put the sorbet, there you have it. Raspberry. Again, sweet, tart, sour, lovely. Taste that. Good. And finish up with a lovely glass of water. And this is just a sampling of all the various tastes which can be activated. And as you work on your psychic faculty of taste, it's very important that you realize that you may receive information via the taste buds. And that is very important, for that could be your way in. Good luck and enjoy.